In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face and forgettest our affliction? Our soul is bowed down to the dust. Arise for our help and redeem us. We have heard with our sins, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days. Amen.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Oh, have mercy upon us, Christ have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. O God, who seest that we put not our trust in anything that we do, mercifully grant us by your power that we may be defended against all adversities. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may lead a chaste and decent life in word and deed, and each love and honor his spouse. So far. This Old Testament reading, Isaiah chapter 45. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said, not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come and draw near together, ye that are escaped of many nations. They have no knowledge. They that set up the wood of their graven image. They pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient times? Or who hath formed it? Or who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be thou saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, and surely shall one say in the Lord, have I righteousness and strength? Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and be defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all that's of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. So far the epistle. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 15. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out from the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she is crying after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made well from that very hour. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is a great faith. It's based upon our gospel, and I would like to read once again the final verse of this morning's gospel. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, Woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made well from that very hour. So far, please be seated. Jesus and his disciples had left Galilee And they had come into a Gentile country, the coast of Tyre and Sidon. But even there, our Lord's reputation and presence soon became known. Here he was approached by a woman of Cana, though a heathen by birth. She had somehow heard about Jesus Christ and had been led to place her confidence and her trust in him. She came with a plea, the plea of a mother for her suffering child, and that's all she wanted. Her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil, and there was nothing that she could do. There was nothing that no one could do. There was no cure for this type of affliction. If only there were some way that she could bring help to her child. It was in that helplessness that she approached Christ. Falling down at his feet, she pleaded with him, "Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy on me." She did not claim to be worthy or deserving any help. She did not ask for the children's bread. She asked only for a crumb, which would fall unnoticed to the floor. "Lord, have mercy." That was her only plea, her only request. But strange as that may seem, such recognition of personal helplessness is the mark of a great faith. As long as anyone feels that they have the ability to provide for themselves, they will be unable to come to Christ in faith. It must be different with us. If Scripture is clear on anything, it is this: that by nature we are totally and completely helpless in the sight of God. On our part, we can present nothing to God except a record of sin in thought, word, and deed, which anyone would bring down upon us the wrath of God, and that is, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The wages of sin is death. There is no compromise with God. God demands perfection, and anything short of that puts us in a state of helplessness from which we can find no escape except only through God himself. Helpless in her need, she casts herself on the mercy of Christ. And we too must say, as we sang just a moment ago, "In nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." And by the grace of God, she was directed to the one, the only one, who could help her in her time of need. She had somehow learned to know that he was the Lord. She knew that he was more than just a man. She knew that he was true God, the Messiah, the Savior, and the Redeemer in human flesh. And that's why she came to him. No one else. But then came the trial of her faith. Jesus answered her not a word, not a single word. And it's a wonder that she didn't turn around and walk away. She knew that Jesus had come to deal primarily with Israel, that later he would send his disciples into the world with the gospel. She knew that. But that didn't stop her now. Jesus would have to hear. Jesus must hear. Her plea was, "Lord, help me." And yet for a third time, Jesus tries her faith, if you will. He said, "It's not right to take the children's bread and to throw it to the dogs." The dogs were, so to speak, the Gentiles whom this woman was to be numbered with. Why should he turn away from the people to whom he had been sent to? Turn away from them to a Gentile. One would think that this woman probably would have said something that I can't repeat here in the pulpit. But no. She said, "Truth, Lord, you're right." She admitted her unworthiness. She was willing to be classed with the dogs. And all she asked for was a crumb. She wouldn't give up. She would never give up. And she had achieved Christ's purpose. He had shown his disciples what it means to have a strong faith. O woman, great is thy faith. And her daughter was healed at that very hour. Her daughter was freed from her affliction. Faith in Christ had abounded with its reward. Her faith, clinging only to Christ, letting nothing turn her away from him, was a strong faith. O woman, great is your faith. And yes, there may be times when our Lord deals with us, perhaps in the same manner as his mother. Problems, trials confront us. We turn to him for help. And it seems to us that he pays no attention. We see no answer to our prayers. We find no relief. Perhaps our Lord even permits us to sink deeper into our suffering. Is our faith strong enough so that we will cling only to him? When the burdens of life rest heavily upon us, he tells us that all things work together for our good, even when we see no good. Things go completely wrong. Remember this, that nothing happens to us without his permission. Nothing happens to us without his blessing to those who love him. Every sorrow we suffer is part of God's divine plan for our spiritual strengthening, whatever it may be. And keeping our eyes riveted on the cross, we realize that all things work together for good to them that love God. He assures us when he says this. He assures us when he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid." And yes, he is the light for the tear-blinded, support for the falling, strength for the weak, truth for the doubter, victor for the defeated, and eternal life for the dying. He is our one and only help. He is our eternal Savior. And strengthened by the vision of the cross on which our Savior shed his cleansing blood, let's not be hot today and cold tomorrow. With the Spirit's help, let us build our faith not on the shifting sands of our emotions, but on the Son of God, the Rock of Ages, where we can stand unmoved during war or peace, suffering or security, life or death. That we can say and believe, "I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angel nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let us bow our heads in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, look upon us with your divine mercy. and be with us through sickness and health, peace and war, life and death. Look upon us and teach us to look to you for every sorrow and joy. For you are our only Savior and God, and we come to you through your own Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding strengthen us in life, comfort us in sorrow, and be with us in all of eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us this very hour and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen. Pray for our communicants, but first let's have a prayer for Jack and Jan Hack and Cal and Debbie Tooper. Cal is supposed to be coming home sometime this week. He'll be under hospice care. Let's keep them all in our prayers. Gracious Father in heaven, we come to you on behalf of Jack and Jan Hack, Cal and Debbie Tooper. Both Cal and Jack are fighting cancer, and we pray that you give them the strength that is needed to simply take one day at a time and to trust in whatever you allow to come into their lives. It doesn't look that good for either one of them. So we're asking that you strengthen their faith, give them the assurance that you are their Heavenly Father, and that Jesus Christ died for their eternal security. Strengthen their faith in our Lord. and give them the assurance that where there is faith in Christ, there is a guarantee of eternal life in heaven. We turn these two families over to your care, Father. We know that they are in good hands because they are in yours, and nothing shall ever separate them from your love. We approach your throne of grace in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our self-righteousness. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. And please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. Therefore, with angels, And now do we praise you that you did send us your only begotten Son, and that in him, being found in the fashion of a man, did manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying,
Holy,
holy,
holy Lord God
of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which you were betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as we drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the true body of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink, it's the true blood, Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink, it's the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
and the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.